В этом тексте вспомните еще раз, что в английском отсутствуют двойные отрицания, поэтому слово never сразу же значит никогда не. После глагола make в его смысле заставлять, перед последующим глаголом не нужна частица to, надеюсь, вы это помните. Make значит делать, изготавливать, но у него также есть значение заставлять, принуждать. Так вот, после make в его значении заставлять, принуждать, перед последующим глаголом не нужна частица to. Она заставляет нас смеяться. She makes us laugh. Помните также, что any после любого отрицания, в том числе и после never, значит никакой. А вот сочетание глагола keep с инговой формой глагола передает постоянное действие. Текст номер 27. Troubles. Тревоги. I never was in such a difficult situation before. I always tried not to interfere in other people's affairs, but life made me do that. Though I didn't want to have any troubles, I used to come across them all my life. Until recently, I never believed any of the stories I've read in magazines. I mean, all those stories sounded to me like somebody's night dreams. Something happened to me, though, that changed my mind about adventures available in the real world. I was out dancing at a well-known club, and throughout the night I kept noticing two young people who stood out of the crowd in a big way. Both were at least 6 feet tall, and each was beautiful in his own way. He was black and looked as if he was sculptured of the finest ebony. His hair was pulled tight at the back of his head, and his eyes were a piercing blue. She was, by contrast, an extremely pale redhead, and her green eyes were dramatically offset by her milk-white complexion. Our eyes met, and this was the first step towards my troubles.